1 year after the credit crunch hit the world's international financial markets, the technology sector seems to have held up remarkably well so far. So what is the trick for technology companies to avoid trouble in these turbulent economic waters? Why have IT companies not fallen foul of the contagion? And how long will that last? For answers, we turn to Richard Holway, a leading technology industry analyst. He's a former director of Ovum, the largest technology research analysis and consulting company headquartered outside the United States. Amongst other roles, Richard is a non-executive director of Regent Partners International, which is the holding company of the M&A specialist Regent Associates, and he's chairman of the Prince's Trust Technology Leadership Group, which provides mentoring to help people set up technology companies. Now, Richard, how would you say the IT sector is faring in the face of the credit crunch?
Well, Mark, if you actually look at the results that we've had for the first 6 months of this year, to the end of June, they've actually fared very well. We've had a variety of results, but the average growth, for example, for the UK part of the large American organizations and European organizations is about a growth rate of about 4%, which is actually really rather good. And actually, if you look at the stock market performance, we're back to where we were at the beginning of the year. But of course, that is hugely better than the double-digit decline that we've seen in the FTSE 100. So in very many respects, you could say that the first 6 months of this year has actually shown the technology industry to be really quite resilient.
And why is the IT sector proving so far to be this resilient?
I think it's proving to be resilient so far because, to be honest with you, technology is now, for many, many, many companies, not a sector that they can actually do without. Whereas I think 10, 20, 30 years ago, when there was a downturn, they could say, oh, well, we will just avoid technology. Now, technology is embedded into so many of those companies that I don't believe that they can actually turn the tap off as quickly as that. But on the other hand, I think that's the optimistic side of the answer.
Well, just before we move on to the prospects for what's coming in the rest of the year, one can't help but notice that the level of M&A activity in the IT sector is much healthier than elsewhere. Why is that?
I think that, again, you may have seen Regent statistics for the first half of this year, and indeed by volume, the number of transactions has held up very well. Of course, by value, the number, the total amount spent is down. And the reason for that is that in previous years, certainly 1 year ago, 2 years ago, the number one driver for M&A in our sector was the private equity companies. And they did some really, really big deals. Those big deals for private equity organizations have really not happened in the first half of the year. But what has happened is that trade companies who have had quite a lot of cash on their balance sheets have actually gone out and snapped up what a lot of people considered to be some major bargains. I should point out that what we've seen is a huge number of publicly quoted companies, that's companies quoted on the main market and on AIM, being bought in the last 6 months. Indeed, we now have 20% fewer IT companies quoted on the London stock market than we did a year ago. That's a really remarkable number.
Indeed, and it seems as though defence contractors are particularly finding IT suppliers attractive. Why is that?
Well, I think obviously you're making reference to BAE Systems buying Detico, or at mm-hmm. least putting the offer in, which obviously looks as though it's now going to go through.
It's an agreed bid.
But I think what we are finding is that security in particular, I think, is a major, not only growth area, but one that is very resilient to any turndown. And by the way, that means security not just from the point of view of identity, which of course is the reason why Detico was such an important buy, but also in terms of compliance, which is the reason why we've seen autonomy really rocketing during that period of time. And also, by the way, even viruses which affect your computer systems, where we've seen a number of the virus protectors, indeed even in our own country, people like Message Labs actually doing very well. So anything that is remotely resembling that is connected with security, again, seems to be one of those boom areas.
Now, I sense, Richard, that you're saying that the IT sector has proved very resilient so far. I sense there's a but coming.
There is a but coming, because what we found is that the number, for example, if you're a software products provider, then people going out and new customers buying new product licenses from you, that area has been hit really quite badly. The software products companies are always relied on new customers for the real growth, and what they're finding is that those new customers are saying, nope, now is not the time to install a new software product. What we're going to do is to stick with our existing one, which is the reason why many of the software products companies with good support bases, Sage would be a good example of that, have actually been quite resilient, but they have been affected at the top level by people not buying new licenses.
So what are the prospects? Do you think that the credit crunch is going to get the IT sector in the end?
I think that what is happening at the moment is that any IT company, any outsourcer, any business process outsourcer that can go in there and say to a company, we can save you money, and not only that, but we can save you money this financial year, those companies are doing very well. For example, exchanging in the financial services sector had an 18% growth in the first half of the year, and that's dramatic when you consider what a downturn there's been in financial services. But any technology company which is dependent on what I will call discretionary spend, and that is new products going in, particularly, for example, the consumer technology arena, where consumers are clearly going to be badly hit. Anybody that's dependent on a discretionary spend in technology, I believe, is that their outlook statement are looking much less healthy than they were a year ago, even 6 months ago. And therefore, I would suggest that the real problem with technology isn't in the first 6 months of this year, maybe isn't going to come in even in the second half of this year, but I really do believe that 2009 could be the year when all of this finally catches up with the technology sector, which is the reason why our own forecasts for 2009 for the first time would actually show that we might well see a 1 or 2% decline in the amount of money which is actually being spent on software and IT services in the UK.
So you think the IT sector as a whole will be hit, not just individual companies, but the whole sector is in the end going to be hit?
And no, I think that, again, we've got to be very careful, because I'm talking about the average revenues for the whole sector. Within that, there are going to be some areas which were going to grow dramatically, some areas, unfortunately, which I believe are going to see some fairly major declines. But I think that the average is, for the first time, going to see a very minor but still a significant negative for 2009. I think particularly IT staffing companies, resources, people that are involved with IT contractors, I believe that they're already finding that people are laying off their contractors, even reducing the number of permanent staff that they actually recruit. And I think that that sector is a very good barometer of what we might well see affecting the whole industry.
And therefore, any idea the IT sector is recession-proof is just wishful thinking.
I think it is probably going to do better than other areas, but it is certainly not recession-proof. Of course it's going to be affected. It lives in the real world. It's an important part of the real world. That's what we've, that's the position we've got to after 40 years, is that unfortunately we're rather core, and if the core industry does actually start getting affected, I'm afraid we are bound to get affected too.
Richard Holway, thank you very much.